My next video is doing my fucking head in. In typical fashion, I've taken a simple idea and turned it into something bigger than I can chew. But I really wanted to get something out this long weekend, so I thought I'd throw in my two cents on the recent Jordan Peterson issue. Now, the reason I think it's relevant to address Jordan Peterson is that recently I've seen, for whatever reason, an increase in this just like the feminists and not all women are like that rhetoric. And the rhetoric just doesn't match the statistical facts that we can observe. Now, a couple of people have already covered this issue. Stardust did a video where he talked about the fact that Peterson, being a Christian, kind of puts a higher moral value on the collective good over the good of the individual. Alexander MGTOW came out of retirement and did a video where he basically said, you know, Peterson's a traditional conservative, and his argument basically, you know, comes down to Narwhalt, which is true. I think the best video on the topic was by John the Other, who actually pointed out some of the statistics involved with marriage and why it's a bad fucking idea. I particularly like the picture he used of the family captioned, "This is not a real family, these are paid models." Because it points out the problem perfectly. This tradcon idea of a perfect marriage is a fantasy. Although I do actually want to correct one thing he said, where he haphazardly threw out the statistic that, you know, you've got about a 30% chance of your marriage working out. I've covered this before. We know that, you know, 40 to 50% of marriages completely fail legally, like they actually break down. But we know that the other 50% aren't all happy. The statistic is actually more like 13%. So, you know, if we're going to take the Russian roulette analogy to its logical conclusion, it would actually be, you know, an 8-shooter with 7 bullets loaded into it. Now, I don't necessarily want to repeat what's already been said. What I really want to do is build on some of the things that John brought up. Specifically, that whilst there are a lot of guys who are embarking on a marriage strike, I'm not one of them. Okay, this isn't a fucking marriage strike for me. I'm not waiting in hopes that the, you know, the relationship contract can be renegotiated so I can crawl back to Mass's plantation under slightly better conditions. I'm a fucking free man. You know, I think that's one of the things that often gets lost when we talk about all the statistics and laws and problems surrounding marriage. You know, guys like Peterson and, you know, the Just Like the Feminist and the Man Up crowd, I mean, they are factually wrong. Getting married is a statistically terrible fucking idea for a man to embark on. My thing is that even in a best case scenario, let's pretend that none of that stuff exists. It's all been fixed. You know, JTO's metaphorical gun in the room has been removed. She won't divorce you. She'll do her fair share around the house. She'll have a job earning equal money to you. She won't be a nagging bitch. She won't cheat on you. And most importantly, this situation won't change over time. Yeah, she's not going to get that 7-year itch or have a midlife crisis and run off to fuck some guy in Brazil. Absolute best case scenario. What are you getting out of marriage and what is it costing you? You know, even under these best case scenarios, you have joint assets, which means that any decision you make financially has to be vetted by somebody else. Joint time, you know. I like my friends. I like hanging out with them, but I also like it when they go home at the end of the night, right? I like having my personal space. You know, there are still compromises that have to be made. And for what? The only reason men and women have to interact is sex. Literally, that's it. That's what you're getting out of it. I tell you what, man, it's just not enough for me anymore. Like, the last couple of girls on Tinder that I've matched with, I've traded a few messages with, and then I've just kind of lost interest. It's like, even Tinder, man, I just don't have the patience for it. I've got better fucking things to do with my time. It's like, yeah, I could ask the girl if she wants to go out and have drinks on Friday night or something, but you know what? I got shit that I have to do on my car. Best case scenario, even in a fictional fantasy world, I'd still be worse off in a long-term relationship than I am now. And I mean, like I said, that's a fictional fantasy world. In the real world, you know, things don't operate that way. Do you know what you got to do to try and get the best case scenario in today's world? Now, I remember that video that Barbarossa did, you know, in response to Paul Joseph Watson about neo-masculinity. Neo-masculinity is basically the same old tradcon bullshit with some weightlifting thrown in. Yeah, it's a flippant way of putting it, but think about what that means. It's now no longer enough to work a 50-hour week to support this lazy traditionalist bitch. You have to look like shirtless Ryan Gosling doing it. You know, these people's idea of a good reproductive deal is literally taking the worst parts of 1950s traditionalism and the worst parts of pickup artistry and putting them together. You know, the whole point of marriage was about settling down so that you didn't have to chase women anymore. And these guys are coming out with shit like Marriage Game. You know, once you're married, you still have to be constantly picking up your wife. Fuck that. Ain't no one got time for that shit. Look, if you want to man up and play that game, that's your prerogative. But don't go calling me a weasel for pointing out an objectively shit deal when I see it.